This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
ESP.
ESP.
It's on the phone.
On the phone.
From his home.
On WIV.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Breaking Eagles news. Eagles hire Kevin Petullo to be offensive coordinator to discuss that and actually a couple other important things. The Go Birds podcast own Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot, how are you, buddy?
What up? How you guys doing?
Oh, we're
ESP.
We're good, man.
We had
this whole topic ready to go about Saquon, and then the news gets announced. So I would ask you if you were surprised by the hire, but I'm sure you're not surprised by the hire. What do you think about the hire, and are you surprised they didn't interview anybody else?
Yeah, so I think there's a couple ways to look at this. And the first I would say is, like, I've been pretty clear. I didn't like the idea of promoting from within. I think this was a chance to get somebody from outside the building that would give a fresh set of eyes on the team, get fresh ideas. Like, Kevin Petullo was already in the building. He was there last year. He's been there every year. Nick's been there. But he was there last year when they were building the offense. He was there in 2023. So I think there is a negative to not bringing somebody from outside the building. That being said, like, I do think there are positives to this as well. Kevin Petullo will offer some continuity.
I think there are positives.
Yeah, I mean, do you want me to give my opinion?
Yeah. Sorry.
All right. So I think there are positives to this too. Like, he was on the sideline for last year. So there's that level of continuity. You do avoid a potential like issue with Nick's guy leaving or Nick not feeling like his guy's ever going to get promoted. So you do get that. That being said, like, it would not have been my choice. I think Kevin Petullo is a good coach. When I've been around him, he seems like a bright guy. But this is not the path I would have gone.
Are you surprised they didn't interview anyone?
Well, if you know he's the guy, I do think there is a benefit in just promoting him. Like, now, that being said, I think there's also a benefit of waiting 2 weeks, interviewing a bunch of guys, getting ideas, talking to people. And then Petullo's already there. Like, that's the thing about promoting from within. He is there. He's on the staff. He's been there. So, like, he's not going anywhere. So I think it would have been beneficial to interview other people. But I guess there is something to be said for just being steadfast. And this is the guy they wanted, and this is the guy they got.
Elliot Shore Parks with us talking about the Eagles' hire of Kevin Petullo as offensive coordinator. Now, do you think that the Saints have not named offensive coordinator yet? Do you think that they were potentially worried that the Saints could hire Petullo as OC?
So I think they're going to hire Doug Nussmeier. I think that's probably who they've always wanted. Doug Nussmeier is Kellen Moore's guy, much like Nick is. Much like Kevin Petullo is Nick's guy, Doug Nussmeier is Kellen Moore's guy. So maybe, I mean, Kellen Moore seems to have been pretty impressed by all the Eagles coaches he was around, considering he's interviewing all of them and has hired a few of them. But no, I think that was always going to be Doug Nussmeier.
Mm-hmm. I'm just to me, the not interviewing anyone is like a little high on your own supply stuff. Is a little, we can't make mistakes. We don't need to know. We know that this guy's good. I don't know. There's no other offensive coordinator jobs available, as far as I know, aside from the Saints job. And if Nussmeier's going to get that, there's nowhere for Petullo to go. I don't know what the harm is in telling him, sit tight. You are the front runner. We have to do our due diligence. Having those conversations with people who around the league you may be interested in, and then coming to the decision afterwards. And look, maybe you don't think anybody's going to shock you, but maybe somebody walks in the door and is just blows you away, and you're like, here's an opportunity to bring a guy like this into our building. We wouldn't have had it before.
Yeah, so I agree with that. I will say, like, people around the league talk, and if it's known Petullo's going to get the job, you know, maybe they have difficulty having people come in here and interview, you know, if they know that, like, they're not going to get the job. So there's that aspect to it. But I just think ultimately this hire will come down to, like, how much new can Kevin Petullo bring to the table, right? I mean, he described himself as part head coach, part offensive coordinator at the Super Bowl. Nick described it as, I don't do anything pretty much without asking Kevin Petullo about it. So while I get that it's a new role, and I'm sure he'll have, you know, he'll say he has new ideas and he's not Kellen Moore and he's not Nick Sirianni, I get that. Like, he himself painted himself as a very, very important figure in the building. So I think adjusting next year is going to be so big. We saw in 2018 and 2023 how stale things got. And I know they're different situations. And in all honesty, like, Jalen Hurts is probably the offensive coordinator if we want to be real about, like, how things are going to go on Sunday. But I just have a hard time believing he has new ideas that haven't been implemented. Because if they were good ideas, they probably were already implemented last year.
Well, maybe it was his idea to go to the run game the way that they did.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, I don't know. Here's what I do know. I know that we're on the outside and we can't do anything but speculate. And that's part of our job. So I'm not blaming us for doing what we're doing. But this is the same organization that if the decision was going the other way, there would be a vote of confidence being put out there with the Eagles. So I'm a little surprised that that same vote of confidence isn't there with this hire. Well, they've known him. What's the point of playing charades with other coaches if you already know who you like and who you want to hire? And now that I think about the way this sort of played out, and I think back to some of the comments from the Super Bowl week or what have you, when Nick speaking about Kevin Petullo talking to you and basically making it known that he wants the job, this makes me believe this is weeks old news. Like, this isn't something that just happened. This makes me believe that they had to have a succession plan in place. They had to get it. They must have gotten a feeling that Kellen Moore was going to get that job in New Orleans, right? I mean, New Orleans flew out here to meet with him. Out there, they already interviewed him. That was before the NFC Championship game, I believe. Right? Or was it? It may have been the Rams game that they did. I just know they did it before the Super Bowl. So he seemingly was the favorite candidate to get that head coaching job. And that being the case, I'm pretty sure they've had internal discussions about what his moves were going to be moving forward. He must have let them know that he wanted to bring Doug with him because that's his guy. So if I'm taking him with me to be my OC, they know it's an OC spot that's going to open up. And they must have been okay with this decision. And I'm good with that. It doesn't seem like it's a knee-jerk reaction. It doesn't seem like they got caught with their pants down like with the Jonathan Gannon situation, and then they had to go hire Sean Desai, who I'm not sure they really wanted as the defensive coordinator. Seemed like they wanted Matt Patricia initially, and that response wasn't a good one, so they pivoted to something else. At least it seems like this is something that they were aware of, and they aren't just acting out of desperation right now. They may just be fully confident in Kevin Petullo.
Well, I think they definitely are. And yeah. I think what you just said is true. Like, they have known about, I think they've known this for weeks. Like, Kellen Moore, they knew was going to leave. Obviously, Petullo's in the building. I think if they didn't want Petullo to be the guy, like, they would have done what Spike is suggesting, which is interview a bunch of people and hire from outside the building, even if that meant they're behind the eight ball because of the timing of it. Mm-hmm. Like, if they didn't think Petullo was the guy, he would not be the guy. So that's obviously clear from that. I just, again, it's going to come down to, like, will he be able to help this team adjust? Like, because next year, like, every team is studying the Eagles now. And I think they're definitely in a way better spot than they were in, you know, 2023. They're not coming off losing the Super Bowl. I think Jalen's a better quarterback
and
now.
And the talent around him is better. This is a more talented overall team.
For sure. All that is true. I just, like, again, I think you have to view it two ways. Like, I just don't like promoting from within. I thought this was a golden opportunity to bring someone from outside the building. But once you move past that, I think if we were another market and it was another team, and you said that team hired the top assistant from the Super Bowl winning Eagles, like, mm-hmm. you would say, okay, that's a good hire. Let's see what he can do. Like, he's obviously has a good offensive mind. All those things are true. He's just already there. So I just hope this doesn't result in them getting stale. And because it has in the past when they promoted from within. Now it's different situations. I get all that. But Kevin has been in all these meetings. So mm-hmm. maybe he'll have new ideas. We'll see. But they're going to need new ideas next year. So now it's up to Nick and Kevin. And that's the other part of this too. This time last year, we were talking about the offense getting ripped away from Nick. What does he do? He's a puppet. Like, they don't trust him. I mean, this is a big time like endorsement of Nick, because not only do they promote Nick's guy, and, you know, I'm sure he has a very similar offensive philosophy to Nick since they've worked together for so many years. They then also hire a former Colts guy that worked with Nick to be the new passing game coordinator. So this is, you know, a year ago, it was, you know, they don't trust Nick. Why are they even keeping him? Now it's like big time doubling down on Nick.
Yeah, as it should be.
Elliot Shore Parks joining us.
Super Bowl winning coach.
So, Elliot, we have two other quick issues to work with you on. The first one is an Elliot issue, and the second one's a Jack Fritz issue. Are you ready for this?
Important issues.
Yeah. So,
more important issues.
So, I on my way home last night, I listened to the Go Birds podcast where you explained the cap situation for the Eagles. And by the way, I endorsed listening to it. I thought it was informative. Good job. However, there was a moment in this podcast that I believe is the most ridiculous Elliot take of all time. Here it is for everyone to listen to.
The Eagles are able to change contracts. They are able to cut big signing bonus checks. And Howie Roseman's a genius at finding loopholes. So while I think I have a pretty good knowledge of the cap after 12 years of covering them, and I've said before, like, watching Howie manipulate the cap really does truly make me think if an NFL team hired me, I could be a good general manager. Like, it's almost like I've got to learn from Howie. So I do think I have a good understanding of it.
Elliot, did I hear that clearly? You believe if you're hired because you've covered Howie Roseman, if you were hired to be general manager, you could be a good general manager in the NFL right now.
Yeah, the only issue I would have is connections. Like, I don't have the
role
that Howie does. But if I got the number, and I'm sure I could get him once I had the job. Absolutely. No. I mean, I know you think it's ridiculous, but I don't see why it is. Like, if I got to cover you doing your job for 10 years, don't you think you would say I would learn during that and I would see how you did it?
It doesn't mean you could do my job.
I think, first of all, I do think it means that. If I essentially follow
you. Do you think Ruben Frank could also be a good GM, and Bo Wolf and Zach Berman and Jeff McClain, they could all just be good GMs because they covered Howie?
Well, I think I have a better football eye than them, but yes, okay. I do think that they would. Yes, I do, for sure. I mean, I can tell you when I'm like.
You're a psychopath.
Look, when I'm at league events and I'm talking to other beat writers about things, I can just tell I know more than they do about the cap and, like, you know, dummy years and stuff like that. Like, guys that cover teams that don't do these things don't know about them.
So why isn't every general manager in the NFL good?
Well, I think they're all good, but it's a hard job. It's obvious. I'm not saying
right.
It would take.
Well, they're not all good.
We'll see. Like, but I'm definitely qualified to do it. That doesn't mean I do an outstanding job. But I certainly, having covered Howie, have learned the right way to run a team. Would you not agree with that?
No.
Why?
I would, because doing the job, I can watch the Phillies. It doesn't mean I can do Bryce Harper's job, even if
but
I studied him.
Well, first of all, there's a physical element to that.
That's been a player.
Yeah, so that was a bad example. But what I would say is, like, you are more qualified to run the Sixers, I would say, than most people in the city. You
and
follow them closely.
Yes, but still not qualified to do so.
So, do you feel like you could be a GM in basketball?
No!
Come on, Spike.
Why? Absolutely not. I couldn't do it. It's too hard.
I disagree.
There's way more that goes into
it. You understand the cap, though.
I do.
You understand the cap?
I do.
Your eye for talent isn't all that great, but you got
it's pretty good.
Yeah,
now,
you understand the cap, though.
Making me think maybe you couldn't.
All right.
So maybe, never mind. I'll take that back, actually.
Just,
of course I could be a GM.
Good GM. Yeah. You said you could be a good GM right now.
If I had 5 years to run a team, I guarantee you by the fifth year they would be in a better spot.
That is a lot different.
My God. They'd be where?
Well, I would need time. I'm not saying in my first year, but yes, I absolutely think my time covering the Eagles has qualified me that I could help a team out.
Okay. All right.
He believes it, too.
I know he does. You're out of your mind. Okay. So final question, and this isn't a question. I learned, and I just thought you as a social media superstar, as an influencer, would have some opinion on this. So I logged onto Twitter when I got to work, and then I saw that Jack tweeted that he there's a new High Hopes pod today.
Right.
And I didn't see him tweet it. Somebody tagged me in the tweet. And I went to respond to it, and it said, you cannot respond to that person because they blocked you. And I thought to myself, so I thought the listener or the person who tagged me had blocked me. And then I went to Jack's Twitter page and I saw that not only is Jack not following me on Twitter, Jack has blocked me on Twitter.
He's not following you?
He's not following me.
And he's blocked you?
And he's blocked me. So, Elliot, just a little insight into, first of all, should I be, because I'm insanely offended by this.
You should be.
Because I really don't tweet that much anymore, really, I don't.
We're on the show together.
But we're, like, I talk to Jack and Ike more than any humans on Earth. More than, I would say more than most people. More than most people talk to anybody on Earth.
Right, yeah.
Should I be offended by this? And could there be any particular way where this is okay?
Well, first, I'm offended I'm not in these group chats. I would love to join these group chats, Ike and Jack. But, I mean, look, I certainly would never block either of you two. I can tell you that, of all the guys at the station. So yeah, I mean, it's a bold move by Jack. I mean, he obviously must not like you joking on air about him not doing anything. I don't see why, like, about how he's at home.
Right,
not, you know,
right. So
like
it's that, the paternity
it's
leave thing. He's gotten sensitive over that.
I feel like this is about him tweeting Phillies and you saying on air that's not okay.
Oh. Well, he's on paternity leave. I thought he was taking care of his kid, not dreaming about Aiden Miller.
But here's the rookie move by Jack. Is like, you can just see it anyway. Blocking people is pointless now.
Yes.
Right? So
yes.
He was always going to, you were always going to find out about this to an extent, but it wouldn't even have the desired impact.
Yeah. And by the way, even if I wasn't able to see it, there's enough people that listen to the show that would tell me that it happened, even if he blocked me. I just think this
and
is.
You could just sign in all your burners if you had to.
I don't have a bunch of burners, but I could just sign in the rights to Ricky account or something like that. I could certainly see his tweet.
You know what I thought you had circled? On his tweet, I thought you had circled the blue check mark.
No, I had circled
that. So that's what I thought initially.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't know he had a blue check mark. When did he pay for a blue check mark?
I pay for one, too.
Oh,
you can tweet
yeah?
longer videos. Yeah. And
okay.
They promote your tweets better. It's if you do
How
our
do
job.
How do you think I write all my articles on Twitter?
Yeah, you can do a longer tweet.
Oh, yeah,
you can do longer videos.
I'm the only one who didn't get a blue check mark.
I pay for it. If the 10 bucks a month, then I waste... $10
yeah.
a month on
yeah,
a lot dumber stuff
yeah.
than that.
Money well spent.
Yeah, I think.
Okay, I didn't know that. Okay.
And lest anyone think that this is a bit, this is not a bit. I saw it today and I was, part of me laughed and then part of me was annoyed because I've been texting with Jack today. He never mentioned to me that he was mad about anything, which by the way is a very Jack move
that
to passive aggressively
yes,
do it.
Yes, for
hasn't
sure.
mentioned
yeah,
it to definitely. Me. So I guess the question to you, Elliot, to you, Ike, to you, Buzz, and to you, the listener, should I block Jack back? Should I be offended? Because I'm offended by it.
Well, you've already made it known you're offended. So
yeah.
I feel like blocking him is kind of pointless.
Okay.
And plus,
if
I need
it were
us
me,
to.
I would have pretended I didn't care. But that's.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. I need us to move past this at some point.
Well,
so we can't be blocked by each other.
Right. And then talk to each other
yes,
for 6 hours a
yes,
day.
Yeah. What are we doing here? So, yes. I didn't even know he had you blocked.
Yeah. I didn't know either.
Yeah.
Until this morning.
Well, you could just do it. You could block him on his next paternity leave.
Yes. Yeah. How many is he going to do for this kid?
Why would he just mute you?
I have no idea. Yeah, muting me is much easier.
Yeah,
that way I would never know.
You would never know.
Yeah.
I do that all the time.
But he wanted me to know. He must have wanted me to know.
He wanted you to know.
And he couldn't
he
just
knew
tell
this
me.
He was going to be on air, too.
By the way.
No way he blocked you without thinking it wouldn't be on air.
I know to a lot of people who think that I am hard ass or whatever, I am very understanding. In a personal sense, off air. So if Jack had come to me and he had said, yo, the paternity leave thing, really, it bothers me. I'm sorry. It makes me feel bad.
Right.
I probably would have laid off him. This just means I got to I just got to go harder.
Yeah, turn it up.
I got to turn it up. Yeah.
Well, right. I'm excited to hear what Honest Jack has to say about it. Yes. If we ever get a chance to hear his side.
Well, Honest Jack will join us tomorrow on the WIP afternoon
I can't
show.
Wait. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't wait.
All right. Well, you can get the go. Will you do an emergency Go Birds about this, about the Kevin Pitullo?
As soon as I get off with you guys, I'll record an emergency pod, and then we'll have the daily at 4 a.m. tomorrow.
All right.
Yeah. Plenty of stuff.
Support the hire.
Wow.
I'll try. I mean, I'm sure the worm will get to me soon.
I already heard your point. Now, good stuff. By the way, you argued with Ike. There was no continuity yesterday.
Yep.
You said there is no continuity.
I agree with myself from yesterday. I was just trying to point out the positives to not be a complete buzzkill.
Right.
I said this was not the decision I would make.
Okay. So. All right. That's
he's
fair.
Conflicted.
When I'm GM, you won't find me promoting.
Yes, sir. That's a good point. Yeah, everyone who works, if you ever get hired by Elliot when he's GM, just know you're not getting promoted.
Yes, exactly.
It'll be a great work environment.
All right. There he is. Elliot Shore-Parks. You can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcast. There was a good explainer yesterday on the Eagles salary cap situation. And Elliot did a good job of explaining how the Eagles are able to do what they do and what they can do moving forward. So that one was good. The comment about him being a good GM is a psychotic comment, but you can get that podcast wherever you
get your podcast. Good because he got into those numbers. He was like, man, I could do this.
Yes.
Yeah, I know what's going on.
And by the way, he didn't understand it even that well. It wasn't like he said the end of everything was basically like this. And if how he can't do it, he can just work his magic. I don't know how he does that. Well, how do you work your magic, Elliot? You don't even know how it works. Okay. All right. 215-592-9494. Eagles hire Kevin Pitullo. The thing to be offensive coordinator, the thing that is bothering me is that they did not interview anyone else, which to me feels like they think they know better than anyone. To not
do
your due diligence, you have to get that information, I think. So 215-592-9494. Also, coming up next, one of your favorite segments on the WIP Afternoon Show.
Rhodes!
Flyers and 50 with Rhodes! So we have that big, is USA Canada tonight?
Or tomorrow night. Big hockey game
big
up
hockey
in Boston.
Game, man.
Big hockey game.
Four nations.
Our new country rivals, Canada. I thought it was China and Russia. It turns out it's Canada. So we'll talk to
Brooks. We actually get Canada if we win the game.
Yes, 51st state. Those are the stakes. So Broach joins us next along with your calls. This is WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Big day here on WIP. You think the Eagles are done for a little while, and then all of a sudden, they announce a new offensive coordinator without talking to literally anyone else. Married the first girl they dated. Hired Kevin Petullo as offensive coordinator. We will get back to that. But it's been a few weeks since we've had an update on a little puck. So Hunter Pucks. Brody joins us for Flyers and 50 with Broads. How we doing, Broads?
I'm really looking forward to Kevin Petullo Appreciation Day next President's Day.
Well, that's the last time you fill in for us.
Oh, come on, man. We had a blast.
We'll get to that. I bet. So I assume during Flyers and 50, we haven't officially started yet, but I assume you're going to give us some update on this whole U.S. versus Canada like rivalry that has come up, right? This is like huge.
This is the only thing on my mind right now. Tomorrow's going to be a bloodbath. I was talking to Al about this on Monday, actually. I was thinking about taking the trip up, driving up to Boston, maybe a little six-hour trip just to go see the fellas.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Wow. Tomorrow, man. You kidding me?
All right, let's do it. He's here.
No,
hit it, Buzz. Hit it.
Yeah. Flyers in 50 with Hunter Brody.
All right, I'll get to that after. But first, Four Nations, baby, the rematch. I got to see the Tkachuk brothers and JT Miller 9 seconds in. Drop the Mitch, beautiful tilt. You got the fist to the jaw, and then you got the boys getting pumped in the penalty box.
Wow.
It was phenomenal. All right, and this rivalry dates back to the World Juniors, the Olympics. The international play is insane. I'm rooting for my guy, Torts. Okay, Torts on the bench for the U.S., baby, while Konechny and Sanheim on Canada, they're going to be crying their eyes out when they see the red, white, and blue win gold. McDavid getting crushed by Charlie McAvoy. Crosby turning the puck over. Dylan Larkin the other way for a game winner. Oh, this is phenomenal. While the NBA All-Star Weekend's over there.
All right, there you go.
The hell that crap
the horn just went off. So, Broads, let me ask you this. Do you think that this conflict would be what it is if the whole thing where Canadian fans booing during the national anthem because Trump wants to make them 51st state or whatever, has that created this, or was this rivalry already there?
It definitely intensified due to the political charge. There's no doubt about it. But it still would have been insane anyway, because just hockey in general, the international play is, you know, these guys grow up U16, U18, U20. They all play each other in these tournaments. And then when they're in the NHL, they're playing the same guys they did growing up. So it always has that juice. But there's no doubt about it. There's definitely a political thing happening here to make it even more nuts.
And is it surprising to you that the U.S., it's always been my perception that most of the great NHL players, not all, of course, but most of them were international. Is it surprising that the U.S. is in this position?
Not, it's been a, not, I don't want to say it's been slow, but there's definitely been progression in the United States because they made their own program, not to get real deep into the U.S. National Development Program, but there are hockey programs where these kids grow up and play, and we've been pushing as top dogs for a while now with Canada and Russia. So over time, we've established ourselves because of the hockey program that has been built. So it's not surprising anymore, but if you told me 15, 20 years ago we'd be in this position, I'd be a little shocked that it happened the way that it did, if that makes sense.
It's actually kind of the inverse of the NBA, because over the last 20 years, it's actually the international stars that have gotten better as they right. have played younger and younger and younger.
Now we're catching up.
Yeah, we're the international in hockey. Well, do you have a pick for tomorrow night? What do you think's going to happen?
Well, I got to go with my squad. I am a little there nervous, though, because they are banged up. Like, they are really hurting. But we'll see. But hold on. We got more stuff to talk about.
All right.
What did you think about Monday? Ike, what did you think about Monday?
I thought Monday was awesome, man. Listen, two things almost happened. I almost called into the show.
Oh, my God.
I did.
I wanted to ask you, but I knew it was your day off, so I didn't want to, you know.
Nah, but I listened. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it thoroughly. I should have been a part of it, but you know what? It was your day, and who better? I don't think anybody else could have pulled off a better Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day than that. I don't think I could have pulled it off.
No, you couldn't have.
Well, no, especially not with you two working next to me. You guys would have never allowed it to be that peaceful. I saw him right behind you.
So while we were off on Monday, Broads filled in for us. And I could even attest to this. Last week, somebody in our meeting mentioned that it was Broads filling in. I was like, oh, okay, good. It's Broads filling in.
Yeah,
I'm happy with that.
He did.
And then on Sunday, when you were teasing it online, it was going to be Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day. Look, let me give you a little tip, buddy boy, as you work your way up through this industry. You sit in for the big dogs. You get in there. You hit singles, you go home. You don't go in and do your little Jalen Hurts celebration circus. Do a show, give the numbers, take some calls, go home. I don't need any of this. And by the way, this show was a direct shot at me.
I don't know. It's just weirdly aligned.
Oh, is that what happened? Just weirdly aligned?
Yeah, you know, it's just strange how that happened. First off, nothing I said Monday will ever compare to what the hell Elliot said on his podcast.
Yes, that's a good point.
General manager. All right? So we got other issues here in this little WIP family.
We do. Just, here's a little tip from me to you. Don't worry, no one's listening. It's just me and you. Next time you have one of your kooky little ideas, do it at like midnight or Saturday or whatever. Not when you're on for the big dogs.
That was the platform, bro. You got to take advantage of your shot, man. Yeah,
well,
that's right, baby.
Never get another shot.
We're talking about it, baby.
Buzz, next time we have a day off, get ready. You're mic one, buddy. You are mic one. Broads, when's the next time you're on WIP?
Tonight at 10 o'clock, talking Kevin Petullo.
Oh, there you go. Are you doing Kevin Petullo Appreciation Night on the big show tonight?
He may be in studio.
Okay. All right. There he is. Hunter Brody. You can follow him on Twitter @Broads81. That freaking guy. The nerve. That little weasel.
I did almost call in. I was like, nah, I'll let him just go.
You are addicted to WIP.
Listen, I happened to be in the car Monday. I forget what it was for, and he was on.
Yep, always.
Well, plus, I saw it on the Twitter all
yes.
day. Yes,
oh, of course.
That made me want to listen in.
And Buzz, I want you to go
worked.
Back.
It made me want to listen in.
I actually want you to go back and see if every time he opened the mic, he said, in for Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Because
that I don't know. Yeah.
That's got to happen, too.
Yeah.
And if he's not doing that, if he's doing the little Broads Hour or whatever, rolling Broads, Jalen Hurts.
This is my show,
hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little of that. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Make your special someone feel like a world champion. Every day with a custom diamond engagement ring from Mark's. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you think the Eagles should have interviewed other candidates for OC before hiring Kevin Petullo? 65.9% say yes. And then do you like the Kevin Petullo hire for offensive coordinator? 66.5% say yes. So seems like people generally in favor, but generally also thought they should have done some interviews.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah. It's hard to be, unless someone had and a coach that they particularly wanted that they wish the Eagles had a sort of gone after. I think most fans are just in the mode of trust the Eagles. They know best.
Well, and I think that you mentioned as well, a lot of times, whether it's a player or a coach, we always sort of like lock in on who we want for the team.
Yep.
And there, because of when it happened, after the Super Bowl, because it wasn't that whole frenzy of who's getting hired here, there, and everywhere, and because they won the Super Bowl, I think we didn't have that lock-in thing.
Sure.
I'm just, more than anything, I'm just kind of surprised they didn't interview anybody. I just thought they would have.
Now, there's some guys out there. I mean, I had people tag me, Byron Leftwich. Like, there's certain guys that are unemployed right now. That,
the Houston guy's not working anywhere, right?
Like Slowick. Is it Barry Slowick?
Hunter Slowick? We just give him whatever first name
Slowick.
We want. Slowick. We remember the important
Bobby
part.
Slowick is his name.
Bobby
Slowick.
Bobby.
Bobby Slowick, yeah. Yeah, boy, he was hot one year and then not.
Yes. Well, Houston's offense, or the entire Houston, what a weird season.
They brought in somebody, though.
I don't know who they hired for OC.
I don't know who they hired. It was a veteran, though, I believe.
I have no idea. Yeah. I have no idea. We will get your calls, 215-592-9494. Hey, look, I might not have all that much confidence in the process for new offensive coordinator, but I can tell you, Colonial Hyundai downtown, they're not screwing around like that. They're going to look all avenues to make sure that you get the most for your trade. The cars are John Ashdale. Total faith. Looks under every rock. Looks under in every corner. And the staff at Colonial, dude, if you have a trade, you're worried about what you're going to get for your trade. You cannot worry at Colonial. They're going to give you more for anyone else. Guaranteed. No stress, no games. Even if your car, you have to push it up to Colonial, right? It won't even turn on. They're going to give you $6,500 for your trade. Guaranteed, no matter what condition it's in. Fast, easy, and better. Always at Colonial. Over 200 vehicles in stock for you to trade up to. They got Santa Fe's and Kona's and Tucson's. For a limited time, you can drive home a new Hyundai Elantra SEL Sport for just $119 a month. Effortless, as always, easy at Colonial to buy, trade, or upgrade. Every new Hyundai is going to come with a 3-year complimentary maintenance package right there at Colonial, and America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Any time of the day, morning, noon, night, 3 a.m., doesn't matter. You can shop online at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. T in Overbrook, you're on WIP. What's up, T?
What's up? Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yes.
I think that this may be a great decision. And for the reason that you guys were just discussing, I trust Howie. I trust the Eagles organization, especially after the season that we just came off of, that they'll make a good decision, or it'll be well thought out before making the decision. Mm-hmm. And if nothing else, they know that they have to face us as the fans. I was looking at the announcement on the Philadelphia Eagles Instagram account.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And quite a few players have already liked the post. And I'm talking about 15 minutes after the post was up. There were several players in the like section. And I feel like that's a good thing, especially with the family-like feel of the team right now. And I know some people will leave, but I think that speaks to maybe why Howie or whoever made that decision, because it adds to the continuity. And also, he's in-house. Maybe they don't want to keep changing things up. Maybe they think it's better, or the season will start off better if they're keeping it in-house. Do you agree?
Yeah, listen, I think it is interesting. I didn't even think about the whole players endorsing it. We sort of look for the big name guys, AJ, Jalen, Devontae, guys like that, to normally post something. But I think even going to the team's website and going in the comment section and liking post current players doing that, I mean, that says something. That says that there are players happy that he got the job.
Kind of curious which players.
Yeah, I want to go look and see who it was.
Yep, yep.
Well, let's see. Do you remember some players that liked some posts in there?
Well, I know Lane Johnson liked it and made a comment.
Okay.
CJGJ.
Oh, there you go.
Quite a few. Yeah, it was quite a few. I didn't see AJ. I didn't see Devontae.
Well, AJ's on like a – he's like, on a –
He's on social media
right now. He's on vacation, yes.
Well, he did post something. We'll get to that a little bit, actually.
Oh, God.
Well.
Yeah, but I just think that maybe it's a good decision. And, Spike, I want you to be open to it.
Well, no, I am. I want to be clear. It's sort of complicated, T, because I'm not saying I think it's a bit – I think – Elliot and I even disagree a little bit on this. I don't think it's necessarily bad to hire from within. And I think it's entirely possible, maybe even likely, that Kevin Petula does a good job. To me, I just can't understand making the hire without doing interviews. Mm-hmm. And at the very, very least, you do two things. One, even if you're not going to be shocked by how good somebody is, but at the very least, you do two things. One, you get more information on the people you might be interested in moving forward. If the Kevin Petula thing doesn't work out, if he gets hired in a year, you already have more institutional information about the people who you're interested in. That's the first thing. And the second thing is, I think finding out what other offensive minds would do with your players can do. Imagine Nick Sirianni sitting in that room and getting to hear from a bunch of offensive minds that you respect. Here's what I do. Here's what I saw. And there's all that information to take in, and they didn't take in any of it. Mm. And I don't think they were at risk of losing Kevin Petula. There's nowhere Kevin Petula can go if he wants to be offensive coordinator. So unless he laid down the gauntlet, which would be a bad move by him, by the way, and said, hire me right now or I'm quitting. I don't understand why there isn't value in talking to other people.
Yeah, I think they may have been working on it behind the scenes. And one more thing, you remember when the whole discussion of Saquon breaking the record was happening and they decided not to do it? You said that they better win the Super Bowl. You said that firmly, and I just wanted to remind you of that because I think that it's awesome that they did.
Yeah, I agree, and I'm slightly over the record not being broken.
The 2%, 2 of 100 taking the call team. Yeah,
I said slightly.
You haven't brought it up in a few days.
I have not because I'm trying to move on. I'm trying to move on.
And normally I mark the time where you mentioned it, but it was on T. It's not on you.
Yeah. Now I've been trying to move on. I mean, we did get the Super Bowl, so.
So
yes, it's a good consolation prize.
So AJ didn't post anything bad on Instagram. And yes. I think this, I don't know if this came from AJ's Instagram or his girlfriend's Instagram or something.
Was it First his girlfriend.
First his girlfriend's Instagram. Mm. AJ has a mannequin in his house that he put his Super Bowl jersey on and a helmet and a copy of the book. What's the book called?
Intelligence Innocence. What is it called?
No, it's
Inner excellence.
Inner intelligence.
Intelligence innocence.
Yeah, what?
Inner excellence.
So
inner intelligence?
Something. Yeah. I don't know.
So AJ has a mannequin in his house with his Super Bowl jersey.
How about that?
With the full uniform and the inner excellence book tucked into the pants of it. Would you ever do that?
I don't think so. That's
at least he's happy about it.
I think that's the first time I've seen that before.
Yes.
That's like the mannequin that's in the shopping mall. It's like in Dick's Sporting Good or something. Yeah, that's the one they use in the store.
It's just a funny decision to go, I got to buy a mannequin.
Yeah.
You know?
Life like size. Not hanging up in a case or something.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm saying that's different. That's a boss move. That's I don't know how many people have a mannequin in their house with the uniform on it.
Yeah, it's cool. And I'll say this as a positive. At least he's happy. You know, the first thing we saw was not satisfied or whatever, and it didn't feel as good as I thought it would, but he looked happy at the parade, mostly.
Yep.
And him, you know, being proud of the Super Bowl win in his own home, I think that's cool as well. I'm glad AJ's happy.
Yeah, let's keep him happy.
For now. If anyone could find out what AJ thinks of Kevin Petula... 215.
Is Jack going to come back and host and ask him?
Oh, yeah. That is, if we ever do talk to AJ, we got to get Jack back for that.
Well, we are close to when that happened.
Was it? Right around this time?
It was right around here. It was last February.
Around this time sometime.
Oh, that's right, because I was sitting at home when it happened, because I was not here yet. That was in the zone.
It was in the zone, yeah. The season was over, I think, and Jack wanted to keep things interesting.
Yes, he sure did.
In all fairness, I thought it was a great topic to have
as well.
It was
a good topic. Yes, it was a harmless topic.
I can't leave Jack out there by himself.
It was February 23rd, and I know that because I went through my FaceTime calls, I found AJ Brown.
Next week, we got to play it as the anniversary.
The
1 year anniversary. And the other thing AJ Brown got mad at.
It's Sunday's date, but yeah.
Was the video of me talking about my dad, but thinking... I'm talking about him.
Yeah.
So I was talking about my dad saying WIP gave you everything, your house, your car.
Now, was that beforehand or afterwards?
It was before.
Right, that was before.
Because he posted the video, because we were at...
That's what set him off, yeah, like officially.
Yes, that was the video that set him off.
That was set him off on the whole... No, what, you're right, it was
Yes. Because I think...
It wasn't the trade, the stuff. It was, yeah, it was the video. I forgot about that.
Because you know what else happened that day? That was the day that we rung the bell at the Sixers game. Because what happened...
That's why you were here.
Yeah, because I was in Philly. And I came out of the event. I looked at my phone, and my phone was blowing up. And AJ Brown had posted the video of me talking, and I looked at it and I was like, I wasn't even talking about AJ Brown there. and then that's what started the whole thing. Right. And then there was the trade rumors that we started about Patrick Surtain. And,
I forgot about that. Yeah, you're right.
People accused you of ducking the following show.
Yes.
Not knowing that you weren't
there.
Here yet. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
No, I'm glad you weren't there for that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably would have gone different.
It definitely would have gone different.
Yeah. Yeah. Q and Levittown, you're on WIP.
Definitely would have escalated everything.
Yeah.
As opposed to Jack, who didn't ask a question for 10 minutes.
Yeah, yes. Q,
you asked one and he irritated him.
Yep, wrong question. He started answering it. That's the best part about the question. He starts answering, he goes, wait, no. That's not what we're here to talk about.
That's not what we're talking about.
Q, what's up?
Hey, man, I really like to pick the choice of Kevin Pillow because it's in-house, familiarity. He was there when the collapse of that one season, came back, did well. Last year, we were a run-heavy offense in the regular season. He's the passing game coordinator. He had to have some input on, hey, they're going to be going after Saquon. Let's do this thing in the Super Bowl.
So let me ask you this, Q. He was the pass game coordinator, by and large, Eagles this year. What did you think of the pass game?
Well, it wasn't the best. Okay. It wasn't 22, Jalen.
Yeah, it was. They were 29th.
That's okay with me. We have a good running back.
Okay, but he was the pass game coordinator.
Doesn't always have to be like the offense doesn't always have to be like pass heavy.
Sure. Okay. All right. Q. I appreciate the call, man. Appreciate the call. And I'm not saying that is a reason not to hire him. There are obviously other circumstances, but
yeah,
you know, he did. I saw a quote from there's a quote from Zach. That Zach Berman got from Kevin Petullo. Hold on, let me bring it up real quick. I thought it was an interesting quote. Hold on. Berman, there we go. Here is the quote from Kevin Petullo. Okay, here is Kevin Petullo on the perception that he's an extension of Nick Sirianni. I would say that's unfair. If you're in or around us, you would see that we are not the same. I think we work well together because we don't see it the same way, which is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would hope.
He said that?
That's what Petrullo said.
That coupled along with the endorsing himself for the OC job. Strong personality.
It seems like he's got big plans.
Strong personality.
Yeah. It does seem like he's got big plans. Yeah. That was the quote from him. It was at the Super Bowl, right? Mm-hmm. It was at the Super Bowl. The quote from him about what his job was, saying that he is half head coach and half offensive coordinator, is a bold statement.
Cotton.
You know what I mean? Here's the quote.
Absolutely. I mean, to be honest, anything that I can do to continue to grow would be good for me as a person, as a coach. And the role I'm in now has been good, too, because, like I said, I get to do both, essentially. But, you know, I'm looking forward to whatever happens. It doesn't really – I'm not particular in what it needs to be. It'll take its path the way it's supposed to go, and that's kind of what I've been doing this for a long time now. I think this is my 16th year in the NFL, whatever it is, maybe more. And it always works out the way it's supposed to, you know, whether it's I was a quarterback coach. Well, first I was a receiver coach, then a quarterback coach, then back to a receiver coach, and then a pass game guy. Like, it's always kind of evolved, and the road it takes, you never know. And so whatever I'm called to do, I'll do. And you know, I've had my opportunities over the last couple of years for potential coordinating jobs, and it just hasn't kind of gone the way maybe I wanted to or the way it was supposed to.
Yeah, that's not the one. I think that's the follow-up to the original question about him being, his job being, because you see him respond to it. You hear him respond to it. It's not a big deal. And by the way, someone get Elliot a microphone. Everywhere he records
just
audio.
Just off his iPhone.
Yeah, I always just plug a little microphone into it.
Yeah, you know? Most of the guys do nowadays.
Come on.
And gals.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, he sounds like he's
ready.
Yeah, sure of himself.
Yeah.
Which is, you need somebody. I will say this. And Kellen Moore knows his game. He knows his X's and O's. Listening to him speak never really inspired me.
Not a room command kind of guy.
I never really got that feeling from him.
Yeah, maybe Petullo, I mean, personality-wise, is a better fit for that.
Well, I wonder if it fits with Jalen. Because that's really what it's about. Is his going to be his coaching style? And if he's calling the plays, is he on the sidelines? Is he up in the box?
Isn't it?
Is he already a sideline guy? Or is he up in the box? I don't know.
They never showed him.
Because Kellen Moore was on the sideline.
Right.
Yeah, and Fangio's up in the box. Yeah, I couldn't tell you beyond that.
Yeah, Spags, sideline guy.
Spags, sideline. Some coaches like to, it's their choice whether they want to call the game from the sideline or upstairs. Vic's like, nah, I'm not sitting out there in that weather.
It is wild how little we know about what Jalen thinks about literally anything.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because even when you ask him, he doesn't necessarily give you a bunch of details.
Mm-mm.
I mean, he did a good job on his Today show.
There's got to be somebody. He's the Super Bowl MVP. Don't you think somebody gets a sit-down with him for an hour?
Yeah, but I guarantee you it's going to be – so it would be a big deal.
It would be.
Now, because, listen, QB1 is a brand.
Yes.
And so he's not just sitting down doing interviews with anybody. It may have to be Oprah. It may have to be – who else is a big – who's a big – you know, what do you do, Stephen A.? I don't know. Stephen A. may be too loud for him.
Should do Kelsey.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's done, Kelsey. That's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but he hasn't been on for an hour. Well, yeah, but Kelsey will just throw softballs.
Yeah.
I need somebody who's going to ask him real questions. No offense, Jason.
Well, that's what he's going to guard against.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Right. Real questions?
Yes, yeah. He's going to guard against that type of stuff.
You know, speaking of Eagles quarterbacks.
It'll be a controlled interview.
Yes.
He's clutch.
A
hour-long interview, you better have like 100 questions ready.
Yes.
You ain't lying, because you ain't getting a lot of detailed answers.
No.
So coming up next.
Not a lot of follow-ups.
One former Eagles quarterback said something interesting about another former Eagles quarterback that I didn't think I'd ever hear.
Oh, these quarterbacks.
Well, it's actually kind of good.
I don't even know who you're talking about, what you said.
It's good.
You just said a quarterback said something about another former Eagles quarterback.
It's good.
Like, oh, these quarterbacks.
It's not Chase Daniel.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not Chase Daniel. It's actually you.
Well, he's on an apology tour now.
Yes, I know. And don't apologize. You were right.
No, he was wrong.
No, he was right at the time.
Okay.
Well,
he was a little. He was. Some of it was over the top.
You gotta make a point.
Just him and Sims. Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta make a point sometimes. All right. That's next. This is WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.